This next tune is for Joe.
Just gotta be Jay.
Stella, smoke it, baby. vintage 1977 for you by the Avengers. That was We Are the One. Not We Are the World.
We Are the One.
Before that, we had The Cramps live with the theme from Faster Pussycat Kill Kill, that famous, famous black and white movie.
And before that, we had 8 Miles High by the Birds. Yeehaw. And before that, we had Love You Like a Ball and Chain by the Eurythmics. Ooh, ah.
Mysteries of the ancient East appear before your eyes. Enchantment and rare qualities are here. You're searching for the perfect brew that slakes and satisfies. It's that 100-year-old art called Kirin beer. Oh, it's Kirin, when you're beering,
beering, beering.
Kirin, the great beer of Japan. Oh, she comes from distant Orient, crafted in Japan, with noble breeding worthy of the quest. This amber brew, it is perhaps the finest in the land. Yes, Kirin stands ahead of all the rest.
Taste what you've only imagined. Kirin, the great beer of Japan.
Oh, it's Kirin,
Kirin, Kirin.
When you're beering,
beering,
Kirin, the great beer of Japan.
Imported by Kirin USA, New York, New York.
The Warehouse, Wonderwall, friend for all the warehouse.
Visit your nearby warehouse store and save on a huge selection of cassettes and LPs at super low prices, including the latest from Laura Branigan, Hold Me, now $6.99 on Atlantic. Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms, featuring Money for Nothing, now $5.99 on Warner Brothers.
That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your checks are free.
On Elektra, it's the latest from Motley Crue, Theater of Pain, now $6.99. Hurry in and save on these and many more, only at your nearby warehouse store.
We got music available.
Okay, this next one's for Anthony Michael Hall. It's Jim Carroll Band, and we hear he's going to star in The Basketball Diaries, a book that Jim Carroll wrote. So here's for Michael.
Jettisoned the clue, he was 12 years old. Fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug. 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He looked like 65 when he died. So they died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam, bullet in the head. Bobby OD'd on Drano on the night that he was wed. There were two more friends of mine. Two more friends that died. From a hotel room, Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tombs. Judy jumped in front of a subway train. Eddie got split in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. And I salute you, brother.
pro rap. He beat the rap by ratting on some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but it sure beats Rikers. But the next day, he got offed by the very same biker.
People who died, died.
Yeah, like okay. We're all going to, I guess.
Rodney.
Eventually.
We is got Rodney on there? The
line calling in from Hawaii, Rodney.
Rodney,
in his
where are you?
Suit. Wow.
Hello.
Hi.
There you are.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha, dude.
Get we're naked.
Okay. We're just hanging out here at the Waikiki Beachcomber. And right. There's parties every floor. There's police cars here. And it's just been incredible.
Gosh,
sounds great.
Is it like Gidja Goes Hawaiian? Is Deborah Wally
yeah,
there?
It is. It's incredible.
Are you naked?
No, I'm not naked.
We are.
Are you? All
you're
right.
Missing out. Okay.
In honor of you, Rodney.
Going, oh, no.
Okay.
What have you people been playing?
What? Oh,
you
want to
know.
Everything.
Everything and
the
anything.
Shags, Psychedelic Boy,
mm-hmm.
All your favorites.
Lover Boy. Journey.
Journey.
We're kidding you, Rodney.
Keep my ratings up.
we're kidding you, Rodney.
Just a joke there.
Just joshing, yeah.
So how have you been on your new album? You all finished with it?
Yeah, we're just getting ready to mix it now.
Mm-hmm. You know, your girls, you're invited to go to the Spirit of the 60s show at Magic Mountain next week.
Yeah, we can't wait. Are the seats going to be there?
Everyone's going to be there.
All right.
I spoke to Peter Noon on the phone right before I left.
Hey, right. Hey, we did the.
He's going to do 12 of his hits, 12 original hits from the Herman's Hermit.
We were on the March of Dimes with him. We did the March of Dimes with Peter Noon.
Yeah, we're old friends.
Yeah.
Incredible.
He was great.
Yeah, he did a medley.
Lulu's going to be there, and Donovan, and the Monkees.
All
and
right.
We're going to play some Donovan later on.
Sounds totally bitching.
So, Sue, what's this rumors about you being in Prince's new movie?
Hey,
well, it's a different Susanna. It's a different Susanna in the movie.
The same Susanna everyone thinks.
A different Susanna Hoff?
No, it's Susanna Melvoin.
It's a whole different person.
We get confused a lot.
Hoff.
What?
Did you, Did you see that in Music Connection?
Yeah, but they just got the last name wrong. It's
they
Susanna
totally
Melvoin.
They blew it.
But so, Vicky, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
I got somebody I want you to talk to. I want you to say hello to someone here.
Okay.
Okay, here he is. Vicky, it's Sky Saxon from the Sea.
All right. Hey, Sky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. How are you doing?
All right. You know, I heard one of your albums. You know, I really like your music.
Well, thanks.
It's really nice music.
Thanks a lot.
Can we ask you a question?
Yeah, and I just want to say it was Debbie's birthday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to wish her happy birthday. I know LA would like to wish you happy birthday also.
Oh, how sweet.
Thank you. That's very sweet.
We've all been dying to know that if you got the name The Seeds, if that refers to semen or what?
Is it flowers or is it semen?
Does it have to do with sperm?
Well, everything starts from a seed, right?
It's just kind of like the word seed.
It's for anything, you know,
just sort of like the beginning of life.
Seeds of marijuana, seeds of avocado, seeds of apple and oranges.
Avocados have pits.
Plums and grapes. It's just seeds of, you know, seeds because with seeds, world keeps replenishing itself.
All right.
That's beautiful.
That's a beautiful thought,
but Nixon, I don't know if a lot of people are aware of it or not, but Richard Nixon, you know, he tried to kill rock and roll. You know, he stopped Mr. Farmer and he stopped 8 Miles High, which was an incredible record, you know, by the Byrds. But since then, he's been impeached.
I heard it was Julie who stopped it.
Really going back to what the Beatles predicted, you know, the coming of the God Age. And I believe that the rock musicians, you know, like yourself and like myself and Herman Hermits and Donovan, I believe they're really prophets of God. And I think, you know, that even Christ, you know, would say, you know, give you a hooray, you know, for what you're doing.
All right. God,
thanks.
It's not really the money that matters. It's getting the message out for the people so we can communicate love with one another.
Yeah.
That's great.
We're into love, Sky.
Really?
Yeah, we really are.
The world needs more of it.
We already played What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love, and we played 8 Miles High tonight.
All right, you're on the radio right now,
yeah.
Playing all the records.
We're playing a lot of hits.
We're playing all the records.
Why do you play some of yours, too?
Later on. Yeah, we're working on the new one. So, Sky, can we come out to Magic Mountain?
I'd just like to tell everybody, you know, it's coming to Magic Mountain Festival, the Spirit of the 60s. It's going to be an incredible show, and I really couldn't tell you what act would be better than another act. I just believe it's just going to be an incredible show of love for everyone.
Kind of like a bee-in.
I think it's going to be beautiful. We'll have a sit-in.
It's the beginning of the love again, I believe. You know, I brought the seeds back because I believe that with the breakup of the seeds at Flower Power sort of demised, you know, diminished the Flower Power. I believe that by bringing it back, that we can have Flower Power and peace around the world again.
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
You know, it's only a concept, but a concept will work if enough people believe in it.
It's a beautiful concept.
Kind of like the booty patrol.
Just got to start somewhere, right?
Right.
Hey, Sky.
Sure.
Hey, if we come out to Magic Mountain, can we say hi to you?
Hey, if you come out to Magic Mountain, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll all be able to do a big finale at the end of the show.
Okay. Kind of like a love-in.
That sounds beautiful.
Like a love-in.
Yeah.
Like a love-in, and like we are the world, you know, because we are the people, you know. And those people that are going to be on the stage there, they were the greats, you know, the 60s, and they paved the way for the 70s and the 80s. And now we're in the midst of the 80s, and the people don't understand the music, so they're going back into the 60s because it was the birth of the love.
Right.
We need to go pay respects.
But, you know, groups like yourself and myself, you know, we'll carry it on as long as we have that, you know, that feeling, you know, of giving to one another.
Right.
That's a beautiful thing. Are you
I just know it's going to be a great show. I wish you were going to be on the show. And but I just understand it's just for the 60s group. But
yeah, we are the
80s. You're really a great band. So I expect to hear a lot of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I hope you come backstage. Hey. I hope a lot of my friends, you know, come backstage. I could talk to a lot of my friends, you know, because, you know, I've been in Hawaii. You know, just like I retreated to Hawaii.
Oh, really?
Hey, Sky.
Hawaii's really beautiful.
Sky, we used to do, and we still do sometimes, we do Push and Do Hard. Did Rodney tell you that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, we do it in our set, and you know what? The first time we ever played it, we played it in front of a crowd that I don't even think knew who the Seeds were, man. It was great. We had a bunch of skinheads dancing to the Seeds, and it was really fun. It was real cool.
That's fine. Do you remember that song that the guy said is we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore?
Yeah.
Movie?
Yeah. Network.
Yeah, I remember that Network, right? And he said, we're mad as hell, we're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, All Pushing Too Hard was just a song of the times, you know, just representing the times we went through, you know.
Right.
Well, it still holds true today.
You know, I like to sing it as Pushing Too Far now, because a lot of people have been pushed too far, you know, to the brink almost. You know, we got nuclear war. We got every country in the world want to build up nuclear war, and it won't work. You know?
I know.
Yeah, right. I really believe the poets and the musicians, if anyone could stop nuclear war, they're the ones that can do it.
I know.
Because, you know, their message, you know, our message reaches the president. You know, the White House had a lot of my records, you know, they became fond of my music, so I sent it to the White House, and a lot of people out there, they had the complete library, but who knows, if you could put, you know, the message down that we don't want no more war, and no more killing, and we're not going to join any more wars, I believe it'll end. Nobody wants nuclear buildup anymore.
That's right.
We agree.
It just don't work.
Nope.
We should take the money we're sending out in space and feed the people on the planet, you know? It took $14 billion to spend the space shuttle. It just goes up and down, you know, and you have to really be lucky, you know, like a lottery to get a ticket up there. For $1 billion, you could feed all the people in America for 1 year. So now what they've done is they've taken 14 years of food from the people's plates, you know, all through America. I just did a song yesterday. I did three albums in the studio. It's called "There's Struggling Everywhere."
And, it's Sky.
The musicians, we're the ones that we got to give the message to the people so the people can go out and give love to one another.
Right on. Well, we're right doing
on.
That. That's
when are you
doing.
Putting on out a new album, Sky?
Oh, which one? I don't know. I've got about 27 albums
right. Okay, what about number 24?
My new band is called Sky Sunlight Sax and Movie Stars. And the only reason
that's
I put
beautiful.
My name up front is that, you know, I'm not a band. You know, I don't want to be a band, you know, in person. Wow. And I just want to front the band like Mick Jagger, you know, fronts the Rolling Stones. I want to front the movie stars.
Yeah, I can understand that.
The original seeds are going to come along like the big brothers and open up concerts for them everywhere, you know, across America. And we've been
That's
offered
cool.
a couple of tours in Europe, and I was offered Australia about 6 months ago.
Wow.
But really where I'm at is just making records, you know,
yeah.
maybe making a few videos. But I couldn't miss Magic Mountain because it's... God, it's just magic. The whole title of it, Magic Mountain on Labor Day.
It's going to be beautiful.
You know,
it's going to be really beautiful.
Donovan mm-hmm. and Herman's Hermits. And
Sounds
yourself,
great.
You know, and Original Seeds and yourself and everybody there. We can
great.
Communicate love. And, you know, love will destroy the blue meanies. It'll put down everything.
Right.
Like the rainbow.
No more blue meanies.
All right.
Well, we'll see you there, man.
Yeah.
Magic
hey,
Mountain.
Listen, I'm really glad to talk to you because I've been fans of yours for quite a while.
Well, hey, thanks a lot. We've been fans of yours. Believe
all right,
me.
I hope to see all you backstage. And
okay.
Love you, L.A., and hope we see you all out there.
Okay.
Thanks,
guys. Some flowers. Uh-huh. Can we talk to Rodney again?
Yes, guys, I've got the original seeds. Jan Savage is going to be there and Daryl Hooper.
All right.
And Rick's going to be there as well.
Daryl's
cool.
really
cool.
Really great.
Boss.
That's going to be happening. Hey, Michael, have you heard the Cherry Coke commercial?
Yes, what?
Have you heard the new Cherry Coke commercial?
No, I haven't. What is it?
They got two of them. They got one that's like a 60s with a fuzz guitar.
Yeah.
And then they got another one that sounds like Cherry Bomb by the Runaways.
All right. Has Kim heard about this?
No, I don't think he has yet.
Uh-oh.
He's just find out.
He's going to be calling out the Coca-Cola company any minute.
That's right. Kim Fowley goes on a rampage. Yeah.
He owns the word cherry.
Have you tried Cherry Coke yet?
Yeah, I took a couple sips. I took a couple hits.
Don't feel so bad. We're on nitrous oxide here.
Now we know the truth.
Hey, Rodney, what does it feel like?
We're all frying over here.
Rodney.
Freddy Snake room last night for 8 in the morning.
What is
a party. Great party.
Hey.
With Sky Saxon. It was... incredible.
I bet it was quite a trip.
No, it is a non-stop party.
He changed his name to Smiling Happy Jack. That's Freddie's new name.
All right.
Saucy
wow.
Jack.
I remember that. Hey, Rodney.
Blade was spotted in the elevator today and at the beach.
Rodney, Michael plays a fuzz bass on the new album.
What?
Steele plays fuzz bass on the new album.
Really? Michael plays fuzz bass on the new album?
It's true. Sort of like Amanda Jones, you know?
That's incredible.
It's like Bob Ross.
It's really hot. Hey, Rodney, Rodney, how about, for the benefit of our listeners, how about doing a station ID for us live from Hawaii?
This is Rodney on the Rock with the Bangles and Sky Saxon from the Seeds, and you're listening to KLQ FM Pasadena, Los Angeles.
All right. All right.
Rodney, that's happening.
All right. Waikiki.
Yeah.
And I have right here with the video camera, Mr. Frederick J. Snakeskin.
Woo! Frederick! Yahoo!
Hey!
Hey, Freddy.
We can't hear you.
Yeah, Freddy's looking
Say
good.
Say something brilliant, Freddy.
And by a being strangled.
Uh-oh.
By your own snake.
Hey, what are you girls doing in the station? Are you employees?
We just made a very...